Okay, good. Well, good evening, church family. It's really good to be with you all tonight. Really good to be able to continue talking about this theme of humility that we started this morning in the Gospel of Mark. And I don't know about you, but for me personally, I can't possibly hear about humility too often or too much. And I'm sure that that's true for many of you, which is why I think the Bible has so much to say about it. And we find ourselves in another such verse tonight in Proverbs 18, verse 12. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 12. Let's look at it together. It says, "Before destruction, a man's heart is haughty, but humility comes before honor." Now, there's a few things I want you to notice about this verse. And the first is that there's two heart attitudes here that lead us to two different results. Okay? So we have haughtiness or pride leading to destruction or to a downfall in the first line. And then we have humility or lowliness leading to honor or being exalted or lifted up there in the second line. So there's this cause and effect relationship between the attitude of one's heart and the result or the destination of their life. Okay? And something else I'd like you to see here is that there's this play on words here between being high versus being low, and between up and down. So all these words here that we see in this verse are synonyms for being high or being low, or being brought down versus being lifted up. And so that's really the main idea here, and that's what I want you to walk away with tonight, and that's this: that when we attempt to lift ourselves up, God will actually bring us down. Okay? But when we lower ourselves down, God will actually then lift us up. Okay? So before we get into this, I think it's worth saying too that in an ultimate sense, this message here, this theme of this verse, is really the theme of the gospel, right? Which is that those who pridefully refuse to bow their knee to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, well, they're headed for the ultimate destruction, aren't they? Which we know is eternity in hell. But those who humble themselves to repent of their sin, submit their lives to Christ's authority, and put their trust in Him alone for salvation, well, they're going to receive the ultimate honor. They're going to have their sins forgiven. They're going to be adopted into the family of God, and they're going to spend eternity with Him in heaven. Okay, so that's big picture. That's what the message is here. But this is Proverbs, and Proverbs is wisdom literature, and it's intended primarily to give us instructions on practical skills for living, okay? So in a more practical sense, then, this is about how God's people can be blessed by living wisely in obedience to Him, and that's how I want us to think about it tonight, okay? One of the things that stood out to me most when I was preparing to talk about this tonight is just how much this theme is repeated over and over and over throughout Scripture in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. When you start following the cross-references, I mean, it's unbelievable how much this idea comes up over and over, that God opposes the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. Jesus told His disciples multiple times, Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. And of course, we saw that this morning, that in Mark chapter 9, he taught his disciples when they were arguing over who's the greatest. Jesus told them greatness in his kingdom actually comes by lowering yourself to be a servant. So in Jesus' kingdom, the way up is actually down. So it's this paradox that the way up is down. And it seems clear to me that the reason that this same idea is repeated over and over throughout the Bible is because it's so counterintuitive and it's so unnatural to our fallen human hearts. And so I think God said it over and over in many different ways because he wanted to get this through to us as much as few other things in Scripture. Because this is not how the world works. It's not how the world thinks, is it? The world thinks, and we often think, that the way up is actually up. And that makes sense. But the Bible alone teaches that the more that we try to lift ourselves up in pride and arrogance, the more the Lord is just going to keep bringing us back down. And you can think about it like this. Imagine that you decided that you were going to go to Colorado and you were going to climb Pikes Peak, okay? 14,000 feet in elevation. You get excited, you get on YouTube, you're watching videos, you go to Lewis and Clark, you get all the gear and equipment, you drive to Colorado, you're fired up, you get there to the base of the mountain, and your guide is there who's going to help you. And he says, okay, are you ready to get to the summit? Are you ready to get to the peak? And you're like, yeah, that's what I'm here for. Like, that's where I want to be. I want that feeling of reaching the top and getting to the summit. And what if the guide says, okay, but actually, all this stuff that you brought, you don't need any of that. Actually, what you need is just this shovel, and you're going to start digging a hole right here straight down. And if you keep digging straight down and you go down far enough, eventually you're going to find yourself at that summit. Well, you would think, this guy has absolutely lost his mind. That's insane. That's the opposite of what I need to do. I need to get myself up on that mountain and start climbing. Like, I got to get out there and make it happen. I've got to get up there. And so you might even decide, you know what? This guy is, he doesn't have a clue. I don't know how I ended up with this guide. I'm going to get up there and I'm going to go start climbing and I'm going to get to the top. And he would probably say, okay, well, good luck. You know, go ahead and see what you can do, but I'll see you back down here in a little while. And that's what we do. We start trying to climb the mountain ourselves in our life. We think, okay, if I'm going to get the recognition that I deserve, I need to show people how great I really am. I mean, if I don't do it, who's going to do it? So we do everything that we can to lift ourselves up. And in the process, we make sure that we keep everybody else down and in their place where they belong. And so we do things like maybe we lift our opinions up as being superior to other people. Maybe we do this in the church. Maybe we think, maybe we're critical about how the elders are making some decision. We think, you know, if they could just get on my program, if they could just think the way I think, this church would be a lot better place. Or maybe we go out of our way at work or at school to make sure that our great work is being noticed adequately by everybody around us. Or maybe we make sure to remind our spouse how they're not quite as godly or as spiritually mature as we are. And how does any of that usually turn out? Not well, right? Destruction. You're constantly in conflict with people in church because nobody there seems to recognize how valuable your unique perspective is. Or there's no joy for you in your work because for some reason your talent and ability that you try so hard to demonstrate are not quite as impressive to your boss as they are to you. Or maybe your marriage is on the rocks because your spouse sees your spiritual maturity as more spiritual pride that has become a massive discouragement in their life. So we get a couple hundred feet up the mountain, and then we slip and we come tumbling back down. And the Lord is there with a shovel saying, okay, are you ready to start digging yet? So how do we do that? How do we start digging, and how do we start lowering ourselves and humbling ourselves in order to battle this pride that is always there? It's always seeking to devour us. Well, first, I think it starts with continual confession and repentance. Just pleading with the Lord to forgive you and cleanse you from your sinful pride. For me, this is a constant battle. Okay, pride is always lurking in the shadows, ready to rear its ugly head in my thoughts and my words and my attitude towards others. And it's so thick and it's so pervasive, and it has to be beaten back constantly by just going to the throne of grace over and over and over. Second, another way to battle pride is to elevate your view of God through study and meditation of His Word. The bigger your view of God becomes, the smaller your view of yourself will be. And I think that's the definition of humility, which is a genuinely low view of yourself. So that instead of viewing yourself as this great person that deserves the admiration and respect of everybody around you, that instead you see yourself as just a sinner saved by grace who has the privilege to love and serve God by loving and serving people around you. Another way I think we can battle pride is to imitate Jesus by being a servant. And that was the lesson to the disciples this morning. That to be great is to be humble. And the way to be humble is to serve others. And this is what Jesus did, and it's what He commands us to do. He washed the feet of His disciples as an example so that we would do that for each other. And the more we lower ourselves to serve others, especially in ways that are difficult or challenging, the humbler we will be. And if you ask Ryan Troglin, he might say a way that you could do this would be to volunteer to serve in childcare, right? Yeah. And lastly, I think if all else fails, just embrace the process that God is already doing, because you can trust that if you belong to Him, that He's gonna perfect that good work of making you like Jesus that He began. Rest assured, He will not let you get too high before He brings you back down the mountain. Okay, His work of sanctification is never gonna stop. He's gonna continue to grow you in humility as long as you are on this earth. And let me just wrap it up by saying this. It's much less painful to lower yourself than for God to have to do it for you. So my encouragement to you this week is that instead of lifting ourselves up, let's do the hard work of lowering ourselves instead, because the attitude of the heart be it pride or humility. That's what we have control over, and that's what we're responsible for. But the result or the destination of where we end up, that's the part that God controls. So let's leave the lifting up to God according to his plan and his purpose for us this week. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for the way that it convicts us, the way that it exposes our sin to us, the way that it teaches us. I pray that your word from Mark this morning and from Proverbs this evening would just convict us of our sinful pride, that you would humble us as a church, and that we would be marked by those who are low and are eager to serve one another for your glory. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.